Are we live? Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the Garment Decorators Podcast live from FESPA 2025. If you are watching, leave a comment, let us know where you're watching from. I'm assuming if you are watching this, you're not at the event because everyone else here is buzzing around looking at everything new in the hall. But yeah, we just wanted to come and do a live podcast recording for you guys today. We did one at Print Run Promotion and you all loved it. So yeah, we're going to talk about the new products that we've got here on the stand, the new products we've got on the Hotronix Fulfill Engine stand, and just give you guys an insight into what you're missing. It's day three, so we've had a lot going on. We've still got the rest of the today and tomorrow, so there's still a lot to do. But how are you finding the event so far, Andy?
It's been great.
Yeah?
It's been very busy. There's a nice buzz about the place. Everyone seems to be very happy to be here in Berlin and learning more about new technology that we have available, some of the new products that have been launched here. I think there's a general good feeling about the industry, which is it's always nice when people are happy and smiling. The weather's nice here as well. So,
although we can't really tell from the hall that we're in at the moment.
We can't tell, but you know, the sun is shining between even before 10 a.m. and
it
after 6 p.m.
It was a lovely walk in this morning. Good. The weather has been great this week. Yeah. It's been a good event so far. I just want to talk about our new products first and foremost, because obviously we've got a lot going on the stand this year. We've got UltraColor Pro into Europe. We've got Director Film that's now available into Europe. The new inks for Director Film transfers. Should we start there?
Let's do that. Yeah. So something that we've launched in Europe today, well, this week, is the new ink systems. This is something that Styles has been working on for a number of years, is taking DTF to the next level.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're already very proud of the vibrancy and the look and the feel and the wash quality, but we know that there's always more that we can do. So we've been working very hard to increase our color range, and now our inks are 23% brighter than they were before. And they were already the brightest inks, but we already know there's that little bit extra to take you to the top. They have a slightly thinner feel to them, which is really nice, especially on garments. It means that if you're doing like those kind of big prints, you don't want it to, you don't want to be able to feel it. You want to be like, it just feels like part of the garment.
Yeah.
You want to achieve more half-tone effects. You want to get more colors in there. You want it just, especially, we've got some really nice AS color t-shirts on the stand here, and it just kind of really sinks into the weave of the fabric.
They're lovely. They're like one of my favorite t-shirts. I think they feel really premium.
So just a chance for everyone to level up. Great news is prices are still the same. We've just increased it for everyone. If you're in Europe, head to head to styles.eu and click on the custom transfers. It'll take you to a transfer shop there. The products are already available there. And if you're anyone that's joining us from the UK, these are going to be a matter of weeks before they're available to everyone in the UK as well. So not long to wait at all.
No, your new Director Film or your existing Director Film prints just got even better with everything Styles. The Okotex approved as well, right?
Okotex approved inks as well. So anyone that's developing products for kids and you want to have an Okotex product on there, we've got you covered now.
So that's one of the new products that everyone's been loving so far at the event. We're wearing them today as well, Director Film new inks. And you can tell, like, they just jump off the t-shirt. Yeah. Not literally, because they will last 75 plus washes.
I've been impressed with your product, though, wouldn't it?
Say again.
You've been impressed with your product.
How do you pitch that to production?
Yeah.
Can we do a transfer that physically leaves
the
garment,
jumping
please?
Transfer, please.
Yeah, the jumping transfer. So that's one of the products that we've been talking about with customers. People have really been loving. We've got so many samples on the stand. And my favorite part about coming to these shows and these events is seeing people's reactions when they first touch and feel the product. Because it's all very well looking at it through a screen. You know, you can see the vibrant prints that we wear. But it's always, they look better in person anyway because they're brighter and they just look more vibrant. But when you physically feel them, I think it really hits home how good a quality they are. And like you said, how they feel like they're part of the garment. So that's been really enjoyable to like watch people. I've been like filming some stuff for all of our YouTube and just trying to get content of like people and their initial reactions. And I've got so many of just like people going, "Ooh," or like, you know, "Oh, this is amazing." So that's been really good to see. The other one that people have been loving is our Puff Vinyl as well. We've got new Puff HTV, which for everyone in the UK, I know has been something you guys have been asking us for over a year, like ever since the speciality finishes have like come back in, become a bit more popular. Puff has been the thing that everyone's like, when are you going to get Puff? When are you going to get Puff? We now are introducing Puff.
Yeah, well, it's ready now. We've always been known for our quality and knowing having the best wash quality, best finish. So We took us a little bit longer, but it meant that we could get it just right.
Yeah.
So something that's very important, it's, It's got a really nice firm puff on it as well, so it really does that jumps off the garment a little
bit
more.
It does jump off.
But it's a really nice smooth finish, so it's not like imperfect with its puff.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of them are. And you can get some really good detail on it as well. Mm. So I was really quite impressed by just how fine we can get some of the artwork on it.
Yeah, it was the graffiti, like, squiggly lines that I thought
were really
impressive.
We managed, like, a really nice thin cursive font on there, like a graffiti style, let's say.
Yeah.
And that just looks really good. And it's going to be available in quite a good colour range, including metallics. It will be available sort of June, July. We haven't got a specific date, but it's on its way. Anyone who come to show can see it for themselves. I will try and take some back to UK, but we can't make any promises there.
Yeah, I'll try. We'll bring
everyone's
a few back.
Everyone's been after it, but it's been a long time coming, but it means we're able to bring a product out that fits our level of quality. Mm. And that's something that was really important to us in the development process, is we really had to get it right. And we feel really happy with this.
Yeah, we're not just going to bring out a product because, I mean, we are going to bring out a product because you guys asked for it, but we're not going to rush it and we're not going to do it just to get it out there because,
you
guys know that our products last long, they're good quality, and that's what we wanted to bring with Puff as well. So super excited to have that into Europe and into the UK very soon as well. The Fill Engine, you want to touch on the Fill Engine?
Yeah, there's so much content out there, so we won't kind of labour the point too much here.
No.
Because we've done a lot of filming, there's a lot of really good information on fulfillengine.com. But if you're interested in learning a little bit more about software solutions for your business, if you're having some issues or you're like, I'm spending too much time in doing this and you want to find some better solutions, we have the solution.
We do.
So, you know, there's lots of information about that, which you've made. Molly's made some really great videos on that this week already. Loads on fulfillengine.com. But, you know, you start to get thinking about process. We talk about it a lot, but not too much on the software side of things.
Too much on the techie, nerdy details just yet.
But they're, you know, they're big time nerds in Fulfill Engine, so they'll be able to.
Andy says that while none of them are around.
Yeah, none of them are around. We're on the style stand at the moment, so
you're safe.
Yeah, we're safe. But you know, it's going to make some really big changes, and it plugs into just about everything. So it's not something that's just locked down to heat transfers.
Yeah,
it means that the whole of your business can run off that. So even if you're producing non-textile products like hard goods, you'll be able to incorporate everything into there. It's something to really drive the engine of your business.
Yeah, one of the things that was said on the Fulfill Engine stand yesterday was like, it's not a trend, it's here to stay. You know, like, it's just, I think everybody might potentially think that automation or, you know, change in process might be something they try out and then maybe like go back to their old ways, but Fulfill Engine will revolutionize the way that your business runs, your production, your accuracy, your efficiency. It gives you opportunity to scale as well, which is just insane. Yeah. So there's a lot that's going to come from Fulfill Engine, a lot that's going to help you guys out. So yeah, I'm excited for that. And like Andy said, we've got a separate stand for that. So we're currently on the Styles booth, C15, and then we have a Styles Fulfill Engine / Hotronic stand over at C61 at the other end, literally just up the other end of this column. So we've got Jason and Josh and all guys over there talking about that. So if you are here at Festival, make sure to head over to both the booths because we've got double trouble this year from Styles.
That's it. And we've also here with our colleagues from Styles TPT, which is based out of Madrid. And they are the leading manufacturers of patches and emblems in Europe. They have, and they've got some really fantastic finishes now. So something that people ask us a lot about when it comes to TPU badges and domed finishes is, can I get something in Europe?
Yeah.
So this is something that they've been working on really hard on in Madrid to be able to provide something for everyone in Europe and UK. So if you're producing sports badges or badges that are TPU or you want to have multicolor and sort of dimensional products, then do get in touch because there's a solution that's available that is manufactured in Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really proud of that. It means, again, it's another product that we can provide that high quality to.
We have also got on the booth, if you are here, some really cool like football tops and jerseys that Styles TBT have bought from FC Barcelona and a few other
Paris
football
FC.
Teams like that. Yeah, and they are insane. They look amazing. We've all seen them on Instagram and on the reels and stuff, but when you, like I said, when you get them in your hand, you touch them, you feel them. They're chained to the stand because they're so popular that someone was like, I don't trust that these aren't going to disappear. So
get stolen in Lyon.
What, the Spotify one?
Oh. No, we had about three shirts on the stand next to each other.
and they just
disappeared. Someone just ran through and took three of them at a time. So
all three of them at once?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
mean, I guess someone really wanted a Barcelona jersey with Styles 32 on the back.
I mean, to be fair, I would. I kind of want one, but I can't have one because, you know. I'm just going to pull up some questions for some content that we've been recording. If you bear with me.
Anyone that's watching has any questions, please just leave a comment. We have Laura behind the scenes ready to pass them on for us.
Laura, do we have any comments coming through on StreamYard yet? No, no comments. I know we had Darren joining us. I saw your comment at the beginning. So hello, Darren. Happy, I say morning, afternoon. I've no idea what time it is. My body clock is so out right now from traveling. So Andy, these are just some of the questions I've been asking the team on the booth and some of our customers. So I figured just to give everyone watching a bit of an insight into the conversations we've been having at the show, I'm just going to throw some of them at you. So if you could describe heat printing in one word for 2025, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good question. Evolving.
Interesting.
So I think there's lots of things where we're making lots of changes, bringing new technology in. You know, ultra color pro, for instance, is again, it's another evolution of full color print. It's hot peel, scalable, the volume discounts are really good. But I think also with the silicon that we've brought in, you know, everything is taking everything to another level now. I think, you know, we've always had the best products, but you know, there's always room for improvement. But it doesn't always have to be a seismic shift. Sometimes it can be incremental, it can be just tweaks and improvements, and I think we're kind of doing both. I think there's some really nice evolution, and I think, you know, the people, we're in a little bit of a strange, every country in UK and Europe, it's always, there's problems everywhere. But I think those that are able to evolve with the challenges are going to be the ones that will be strongest as well. So I think it's kind of sums up us, but also sums up the mentality that everyone has, the mindset people have to be approaching garment decorating with over the next year as well. Be prepared to evolve.
Yeah, I'm going to cut that out, clip it, and put that all over our socials because that was actually quite inspirational. Oh. Okay, the second question. What is the biggest trend you've seen or you're predicting for the rest of 2025 and heading into 2026?
I think there's a lot of people are really starting to kind of think about how they're spending their money.
Okay.
So something that we noticed a lot of printwear promotion in particular was with the Inkjet products and the UltraColor Pro is, you know, really kind of getting into the detail about, you know, how much are you spending per top? I think where there's been a kind of a good few years and, you know, they're not necessarily bad years, but you're going to have to be, again, challenging yourself. Also, like, you know, it's things like utilities have, you know, been going through, gone through the roof and still not slowing down in that necessarily.
You've just got to tighten your costs up a little bit,
haven't you? But I think understanding, again, going back and like, okay, there's lots of new products to come out in the last year or two. That's, you know, make sure you're using the right tool for the right job. So that was quite, you know, conversations I've had a lot over the last two or three months is actually understanding when should I use DTF versus UltraColor Pro? When should I use Inkjet versus screen transfers versus DTF or UltraColor Pro? It's making sure that people are, well, the trend is that people are using the right product a bit more, or at least asking the questions to make sure they are using the right products
100%.
Rather than just like DTF everything. Sometimes DTF's the answer, sometimes it's not.
Just
making sure you know you're really choosing the right product.
Yeah, direct-to-film is a fantastic product. It really allows you to create some amazing products, but it isn't always the best choice for the job. And I think because with the change in the industry that we've seen where direct-to-film has kind of taken over, It's not the only thing that people think about, but like it's the first thing people think about. And like you say, having that education around, are you doing a run of 20, 50, 100, 500? Do you really want direct to film for 500 prints? Probably not. If you're doing single color, is it the most cost effective way to do it? How much profit are you making per unit on things like that? It's all things like that, that when you're looking at your production process and the products that you use and your costings, that people are starting to really realize now. I feel like when DTF first kind of blew up in the industry, everyone just was using it without thinking. And now that we've obviously got Inkjet, we've got UltraColor Pro and the education on better price points, people are like, oh, okay, I can halve my production costs and make a lot more money if I just use this transfer instead.
Yeah. And, you know, the other one is, you know, think about sustainability. You know, there's lots of regulation, especially in Europe, that's coming, going to be coming into effect with regards to the transparency around your product. So actually really appreciating where each part of the product's come from, you know, the component parts to it. Yeah. So you're going to have to, not just, you know, from what your customer wants, but you're also going to have to provide that information to everyone.
Yeah.
So actually being, having a way of communicating that is very important as well. You know, I think that they will see, now that these TPU badges are available in Europe and they're manufactured locally in Europe, I think that we'll see a lot more confidence in people buying them. You know, we do these at volume anyway for sports clubs and the bigger clubs, but I think even the smaller clubs, now that it's accessible to them, we'll start to play around with that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And also some of the brands, some of the work, you know, it's, you could give people a bit more confidence knowing that you've got good quality product that's made by Styles. And it's available to you really quickly as well. There's a short turnaround on these products. So I think that we'll see some interesting, maybe mixed media with some patches and some heat transfers perhaps. Could be quite cool.
Yeah, I absolutely love the mixed media effect where someone uses, I've seen so much of it around the show floor as well.
Yeah.
People using full color prints, but then adding in like a puff or a metallic vinyl just on a few accent points of the design. It's one of my new favorite things.
We've had some really nice results with the bags that we've been handing out to people where we've put some direct-to-film down first and then put soft foam over the top of it.
Yeah.
And the two together just look incredible.
Yeah, and easy to layer as well.
Yeah.
Literally a couple of seconds and it's done. Yeah. So that kind of leads me on to my next question, which I feel like you've just answered. But what is your personal favourite heat transfer and why? I know it's not DTF.
I think I did a video on this question the other day, so I was trying to think of a different answer. I think I said silicon, didn't I?
Well, you did say silicon, but I was just about to say it'd be funny if you chose something else. And then I said so many.
You lied the other day. But I'll stick to it. I'm still a big fan of silicon and the options. You know, that's our new product that we brought out a couple of months ago. But, you know, someone who wears a lot of hats, I like silicon on a hat. I think it looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks really impressive. The color matching is great on there. You know, on some heavyweight hoodies, it looks really good there too.
Yeah.
And I think that we've only scratched the surface in terms of what we can do, what our customers can do to look at it and play around with it.
Yeah. I think with the silicon transfer, one of my favorite things about it is that you can wear it on garments and it's feels comfortable to wear, but still gives you that 3D matte effect that everyone loves. I've owned products, obviously not printed by Styles, bought in other retail stores that have had the chunky decoration on them, and they just don't feel the same. They're kind of a bit stiff to wear, like they're not as comfortable. And part of that does come down to the design. You know, if you put a massive 3D print on the back of something, it's going to feel like that. But in general, the feel of ours is a million times better.
Yeah, that, and I think the I know a lot of people's eyes were really opened when we had our big neon prints, when we had our neon day at Printwear Promotion.
Yeah, I wore one in this morning on my sweatshirt, and every day I've put that sweatshirt on, someone on the sales team has been like, oh, I really like that hoodie. Where did you get that? What's the print?
Yeah, so that, you know, if anyone's thinking about something a bit different to play around with, like, you know, we've talked about neon a lot, but I think there's still such mileage in there.
Yeah.
Such, and we've got 10 different fluorescent colours now available, so it's increased quite, the kind of color range has increased quite a lot over the last 12 months too.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the biggest parts of FESPA this year is future-proofing your business and making sure that you're prepared for the rest of this year and heading into 2026. So for decorators looking to stay ahead for the rest of this year and heading into next, what's one piece of advice you would give them?
It's to, you know, be comfortable being able to like either pivot or change what you're doing. It's short notice. I had some good advice about marketing campaigns. It's on a podcast I was listening to, and it was at the time it's the chief marketing officer for Pepsi, and he said that if they can't take their campaign until the day before and still be able, not be able to pivot it, it's not a good campaign.
Yeah,
because it meant that they were so like too stuck in their ways, and they, you know, they weren't sort of comfortable enough changing it.
So
I think that's something where I could see, you know, with a lot of like disruption and change still going through, is that actually like there's going to be lots of customers that probably change their mind last minute. So don't take it personally.
Yeah.
And like, okay, be adaptable. either to, you know, offer them something different or change it, or just be able to move on. Have lots of different sort of irons in the fire, yeah, so that you've always got something going on. So there's always something in the funnel. I think that'd be something that's good, is like just being very adaptable, play around with different products, you know, see what people are interested. There's probably something, you know, Puff is not a new product. It's a new and improved version of Puff. Yeah. But Puff has been around for a long time, but it's just popular at the moment. So keep your eye on trends to see, you know, what's going to be popular. Something else by the end of this year could be more popular. There's lots of things. We're doing a workwear event in a few weeks' time with Stanley Stella, because there's lots of trends around corporate workwear. So that was probably something that probably wasn't on people's minds a few months ago.
No, it's definitely coming back, isn't
it? It's something that many of the clothing brands I've spoken to are looking at. And they've all got versions of these products coming out. Mm. So, you know, be adaptable and be ready to offer something, you know, if a new product comes out, be able to jump on it and provide a sample to your customers, or at least be able to be prepared to put it into your workflow quickly. If someone says, actually, do you know what? I'd love 1,000 Oxford shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. I was going to say, so how does someone do that? But you have to come to work where I reimagined to get that advice. And then we might do a video on it afterwards if those of you.
Everything we've spoken about today will be available to see at Work Where Reimagined. Yeah. So there are tickets left for the 6 p.m., but the 2 p.m. is now fully booked. So if you want to come, it's really got to be in the next sort of 3 or 4 days. Otherwise, you're not going to get a ticket.
Yeah. One of the things I've been asking people on the videos I've been creating this week has been about mindset. Mm-hmm. Because I think everything you've just said is completely true, totally accurate. One of the problems I personally think that the industry kind of has, or like print owners might have, is their mindset and being stuck in their ways. So, for example, I know you've addressed this before on podcasts where you've been like, okay, for example, you're second pressing your transfers and you say to someone why, and they're like, well, because we do.
Yeah.
And you're like, question everything. From a mindset point of view, you need to be flexible and you need to be adaptable and you need to be able to pivot when things change and when customers change.
Yeah.
But that doesn't just come from a customer point of view. That comes from how you run your business and how you view it and how you grow. So my next question for you was going to be about mindset in 2025. But I feel like that your answer kind of covers both.
Just, I mean, I guess at least be thinking about your mindset. Maybe just if you're having conversations internally about it, like how we're going to approach problems, so that you're becoming a problem solver before the problems happen. It's just be adaptable, be able to evolve, change things if you need to change things, and question everything.
What's the best conversation you've had so far at FESPA 2025? Or like the funniest, most random? Ooh. Spoken to a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. You know, you always meet some interesting people that, you know, doing something new. You know, there's a nice range of people here. So there's some people that are just doing like, we just do 1,000 jackets, the same thing every day. But then I was just, before I came on doing this live, I was having a nice conversation with someone who's here as a B2C brand and they just want something different. They want something new. And they want to change things. They want to disrupt themselves because they said that there was a particular embroidery method and style that they've been doing for the last 2 years that have been just blowing up. And now the trend is finished.
Yeah.
So it means that like no one's interested. It's a shame, but like, sometimes overnight it's just like, yeah, I'm done with that. Mm. Collectively, like as a whole of UK and Europe, like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, no one's wearing that anymore.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So
be adaptable.
You meet some interesting. The great thing about FESPA is there's such a range of international customers here. Yeah. So being able to meet people from Israel and Egypt and Morocco and Slovenia and Hungary and the UK and Ireland. And you meet a real mix of people and they've all got a different idea or a different vision of what their business is going to be. So it's always really interesting.
Yeah. I haven't spoken to as many people as you have because obviously I've been creating content for everyone. So there is going to be a lot of video content that comes out of this event in particular, which is amazing because if you haven't made it to FESPA, we'll of course have a lot of stuff for you guys to learn and benefit from after the event. If you have made it to FESPA, I can guarantee you that you have not listened or heard everything that we've recorded for content, because there's a lot of it. So if you are watching, make sure to subscribe, follow us on all the social accounts, make sure to follow Styles UK, Styles Europe, Styles TBT, Styles Heat Printing in America. We've got so many accounts, it's kind of hard to lose track. The other thing that we haven't spoken about is the Stampinator. Do you want to touch on that before we... I was just reeling off brands. I was like, Cotronics, Stampinator. Oh, that's something else new that we haven't talked about yet.
Something that we kind of have just a little taste at the moment is the Stampinator. So this is manufactured by Cotronics now.
Yeah.
So this is a product, essentially a heat press for your screen print carousel. So it acts as like an inline heat press. So you can either mat the fibers, you can cure with it, you can add a transfer into the carousel process. So it kind of takes your screen printing carousel to the next level. So we've just been teasing a little bit here. If you're interested in following, learning more about it, sign up to our newsletters or get those notifications on. There's going to be lots more information over the coming months about it. So if you want to be the first to get hold of it, do make sure you're following us everywhere or you're signed up to our emails. Because there's going to be some cool stuff. It's very cool. We've had a lot of interest, and I think it's going to be a big pre-order item. So anyone who wants to get hold of one, you're going to have to be first in the queue. But we'll make sure we let you know if you're following us on our socials or you listen to the podcast. You'll be the first people to know about it.
Yeah, and if you are here at FESPA, it is on the Hotronics booth as well. It's front center stage. Can't miss it as you go past. Sean is over there ready to talk to you guys about everything like that. Is there anything else you want to talk about today before we wrap up this podcast?
I think that's it. Just as a reminder for everyone that normally joins us on Friday for lives, we won't be live tomorrow lunchtime as usual, but we have been live like three times this week. So
We might do a little Instagram live on the UK or Europe account, but we'll see how the day goes. No promises, guys. It's manic. We're all very tired. So we'll see how we go.
So we won't be doing that Friday, but there's so much content from this week. So. If you'd like to know more about it, do give that a watch. Thank you to FESPA for hosting us this week.
Yep.
It's been a really fun event, really good energy about this place. So we're looking forward to coming back. We'll be, you know, last trade show of the year, which is a bit of a shame.
It's the last trade show of the year, but it's not the last heat printing event of the year.
So if you're interested in heat printing events, you know, you're going to have to come to the Innovation Centre in Braintree.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Braintree sounds really unglamorous now compared
Very close to London Stansted Airport.
It's like, we're in Berlin at FESPA, come to Braintree.
You can come to the shopping village.
Designer outlet nearby and some good restaurants. Like, that's a selling point,
So, but if you're interested, the next event is May 20th.
Yeah.
We will be hosting maybe two or three more throughout the rest of the year. We've got some exciting stuff planned we can't tell you about. But if you are in Europe and you want to come to an event like that, it's very easy to get to. You can fly into Stansted and it's just a short train ride from the airport. And you're basically at us. So, you know, if you want to learn more, if you want to come in person, want to see the machines, that's going to be your next opportunity for the rest of this calendar year, at least anyway.
Yeah, we have people fly in for these events in a day. Like, you don't have to come and stay. It doesn't have to be a big expense. It's no different than jumping on a train for an hour than it is jumping on a plane. So, yeah, highly encourage anyone. UK and Europe, you're all welcome at Workwear Reimagined on the 20th of May. We have sold out tickets for the 2 p.m. session now, which is fantastic. Yeah. And we've got a 6 p.m. session available as well. So, no need to fear. We still have time. Still got spaces for you guys to come along. Like Andy said, Stanley Stella collaboration. So there's going to be the team there from Stanley Stella who know everything that you need to know about the different products in corporate workwear. They've got some lovely new shirts, which we have been test printing on.
Very nice.
They come up so nicely. They're so comfortable to wear. They look stylish as well, which I think for workwear is like the biggest thing for me personally, because I hate like traditional shirt and tie. Like, it's just not really my vibe, but wearing one of those shirts open with like a 3D silicone transfer on it, it just looks cool. So that's kind of all the stuff that we're going to cover at the event.
Yeah, no, it's just walked past, but we should also take this moment to welcome Thomas to the team as well. He's just joined us this week, so we have a new sales director in Europe. He's waving at the camera. I'm sure many of you in the industry will be very familiar with him anyway, but for those who worked with Thomas before, he's now part of Team Styles. So we'll be helping everyone out in Europe, all our distributors and our customers there as well.
Amazing. Well, that's kind of everything we wanted to cover for today's podcast. I'm really glad that we did another live podcast. I actually really enjoy these. We got to sit down for 20 minutes, which has been fantastic. If you guys have any questions while we're here at FESPA, we're going to be here for the rest of the day today and tomorrow. So drop them in the comments, send us a DM, whatever it may be. And for anything after this event, make sure to sign up to the newsletter and subscribe to all of our social accounts. We will see you very soon with another podcast recording. Thanks for joining us, guys.